Welcome to episode 109 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the Digital Learning Specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. In today's episode, we'll talk about how technology is being used in the fine arts classroom. While we won't be talking about creating art with the technology, we'll save that for another episode, we will be discussing how technology can be used to create portfolios, employ rubrics, and improve feedback from both the teacher and the students themselves. Okay, so our guest today is Kate Ramsey, the art teacher at Tyngsborough High School. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been teaching art and the different kinds of classes you teach?
Sure. I've been teaching art at Tyngsborough High School for 16 years now. And I teach a variety of visual art classes from drawing and painting to sculpture and ceramics.
All right, so my first question would be, what kind of technology do you use in your classroom and how do the students use it?
So I use a lot of Google Classroom with my students. We keep all of our artwork is stored in Google Classroom. Students photograph and turn in all their assignments in Google Classroom. They do all of their self-reflections, self-critiques, even peer critiques through Google Classroom, answering questions. I post all of my class materials in Google Classroom, so I spend very little time at the paper copier.
All right, good. So we just started the BYOD this year. Have you noticed, is it made it easier for you to do that? I know you had iPads before.
Yeah, I still have 10 mini iPads, and we use those as well, because we use those so that students can print. Students can't print from their own devices, right. So that gives us printing capabilities in class. And then we also use them as cameras for students to set up still lives and take pictures of them and then edit them on the iPads as well. The BYOD makes it a lot easier for students to do their self-critiquing online, so we don't have to copy papers and kill some trees. Mm-hmm. And it makes it a lot easier that way, that each student has access to their own device to do that with.
All right, so you talked a little bit about how the students were using the technology in the classroom. How has the technology changed the way you teach, grade, and give feedback?
The feedback part is also happening through Google Classroom for me. When students turn in an artwork and they turn in a photograph of it, I like to assess the actual artwork, but then I do all my feedback in the comments and they turn things in through Google Classroom. And then sometimes I give feedback to students and I'll pose a question to them and they're able to comment back to me, and so we can have a written dialogue back and forth about their artwork. I also use Google Sheets now to keep track of student grades. With my new standards-based grading that I've implemented this year, it allows me to keep track of how students are doing on the five different visual arts standards in a very organized format.
Now, I know that we worked a little bit on that back a while ago. You go straight to Google Sheets. You don't use a Google form to fill out your standards-based rubrics. You just put it right in Google Sheets.
It goes right into Google Sheets, and all the data is stored there. And I've even, I tried first trimester to share that information partway through the trimester out with students so that they could see how they were doing on the individual criteria to try and target areas that they needed to work on.
Good. All right. How has, and I think you might have touched on this already, but can you tell, like, before you started using the technology, can you explain how your feedback process would have worked with the students and how the student feedback process would have worked? And then, obviously, talk a little bit about the advantages of going to a technologically based feedback system.
So I've also done something else this year in that I've set PowerSchool up so that my students' grades post later than when they get their feedback. So before, students would fill out a self-assessment on a piece of paper, they would turn it in with their artwork, I would comment on it, and they would get their grade at the same time. And I found students were very focused on the number, and they weren't focusing on the feedback and what they could do to improve. So now, they get their feedback in Google Classroom, and then a few days later, the grade will post in PowerSchool, so that students have a little time to process that feedback and really take it in before jumping straight to the number.
Actually read an article, a blog post about grading English papers in the same way. go through the feedback process and put comments on, but don't put the grade on until after so that the kids focus on the feedback. All right, that's good. All right, any other tips, tricks, handy websites that you found that have helped you?
So I've used Twitter and I've used Instagram in the past for daily announcements and to kind of get word out to students. I use Google Classroom now for that, and I post daily announcements. And then recently I got turned on to a new website. It's called Kunst Matrix. I heard about it through Celine Soucy, a visual arts teacher up at Whittier Tech, and it allows people to create a virtual gallery of their artwork. So that's something I want to start playing with maybe for next year's projects in art class.
Good. So we're going to throw that URL into the show notes, but it is artspaces.kunstmatrix, K-U-N-S-T-M-A-T-R-I-X. And you told me that they, they're maybe willing to give educational people some free accounts or discounted accounts.
I did email them to see what they could do for students because some of their they have some free features, but then there are other paid for features and the prices do get pretty high. So they seem to be willing to maybe help our students out with a paid teacher account.
Maybe if we give them a nice shout out on my podcast, that might sway them a little bit. One of Kate's other jobs, and to call it a job would be a misnomer because of what she gets to do, is she's the travel coordinator for the high school, and we have a really extensive and amazing travel program for the students. I myself have chaperoned trips to Florida, Gettysburg, Philadelphia, New York City, Costa Rica, Italy. And a lot of the other teachers have taken advantage of this. In fact, we've got a group going to Greece.
Greece, 24 girls.
Yeah, within the next month. And how have you used technology as part of that part of your job?
So we use Twitter and Instagram when we travel, send out all of those fabulous group photos you see. Parents really like to see their children's faces when we steal them away out of the country for over a week. I also use Google Forms to collect contact information from families so that I have that data stored in a very convenient Google Sheet to take with me when we travel. And I also do room lists now through Google Forms to get students' roommate requests to eliminate more paper that way.
Yep, and I've carried that paper on a couple of trips. And the social media, and the kids use it more, and they understand how to work it more than we do, but... the last trip I took was in Italy 2 years ago, and being able to post things right away on Instagram and on Twitter, and the parents really do appreciate when they see their kids actually, enjoying things. Like, oh, I haven't seen my child smile like that in 6 months. So, well, they're having fun over here. Kate wears many hats at Tingsboro High School, and one of the hats is, she's chuckling over here. One of the hats is the content leader, curriculum specialist for the art teachers in the district. We have a small district, and there's only one art teacher per building. So how have you used technology to coordinate with your fellow art teachers, across the buildings?
So we have monthly meetings, and we have scheduled those using Google Classroom. That way it pops up on everybody's phone, so nobody forgets. And then we have a Google Sheet going right now for our district art show in the spring that we are keeping track of all of our students and all of their artwork on.
Do you have a date for that? You want to play it right here?
It's May 22nd, I think. It's a Wednesday.
Let's look at my calendar here. May 22nd is a Wednesday.
Yep, May 22nd. It'll be at the Tingsboro Public Library, and we'll have student artwork from grades K through 1 through 12.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be using Google Sheets so that we can print out our labels without having to handwrite them all.
Awesome. You are a true model of Google efficiency, which is great. Want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully maybe we'll talk with you in the future if new things come up for you to use in your classroom.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
So after talking with Kate, I am once again reminded of how powerful a tool the G Suite for Education can be. Not only does it give teachers new tools to present curriculum to their classes, but it also gives teachers tools to improve feedback and organization of data. She uses Google Sheets for her standards-based grading and then uses Google Classroom to initiate dialogue with her students for their artwork. You can use Google Forms to create easy ways for students to offer constructive criticism to their peers. And then you can take all that data and give it to the student whose artwork is being critiqued in a form of pie charts and things like that. The ability to create digital portfolios of artwork allows students to spend more time on self-reflection and peer critiques. Using the technology like G Suite for Education really allows students to spend more time on their artwork and less time on organizing their data and organizing their paperwork. And that's what our class is about: creation, about reflection. And despite the fact that it's a technology company, the Google Suite of Tools for Education helps make that happen. Well, that's all for this week's episode. I'd like to thank my guest, Kate Ramsey, for joining us and sharing her experiences using technology in the art classroom. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or a future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out our show notes page on my website. That's pages.tingsboropS.org/Varnum. Please join us next time when we'll talk with Dave Messina, a computer teacher at Tingsboro High School, about teaching both basic and advanced computer skills. I hope you can join us. And remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. We'll catch you next time.